However, the sad films featured the death of a beloved person. The excerpts were carefully matched as to the number and gender of persons portrayed. At first, while watching the sad film excerpts, the subjects were asked to allow themselves to experience the sadness in a normal way. The second time around, they watched four similar blocks of neutral excerpts, followed by four sad excerpts. However, this time they were asked to downregulate sadness by becoming a detached observer of the sad film excerpts and the sad response induced by these stimuli. Their brains were scanned during both conditions to see how they fared. All subjects reported indifference to the neutral films and sadness about the sad films, but all found that they could detach themselves from the sad films when they tried. It appears that, in principle, normal humans are not feeling robots, but are quite capable of adjusting their emotional reactions. This is true even of children, as Levesque and colleagues discovered when they asked 14 8 to 10-year-old girls to watch the same neutral and sad films while inside the scanner. The children reported that they were able to keep their emotions in check during the second series, just as the adults had. The difference between the parts of the brain that the children made use of and the parts that the adults made use of suggests that voluntary suppression of a primary emotion such as sadness requires more prefrontal work in children than in adults. It seems likely that conscious and voluntary self-regulation of emotion is more challenging, cognitively and effectively, in children than in adults, because the maturation of the connections linking the prefrontal cortex and the limbic structures is not yet completed. The view from neuroscience. In neurobiological terms, transient sadness was associated with significant loci of activation in the anterior temporal pole and the midbrain bilaterally, as well as in the left amygdala, left insula, and right ventrolateral prefrontal cortex. VLPFC, BA47. The midbrain is involved in the mediation of autonomic responses, such as skin conductance responses and body temperature changes. We therefore proposed that the midbrain activations noted during the SAD condition likely reflected the autonomic responses accompanying subjects' SAD feelings. We also posited that the insular activation measured in the SAD condition was a neural correlate of the autonomic changes associated with the subjective experience of sadness, given the rich interconnection of the insula with regions involved in autonomic regulation.